Have you ever thought while you're sitting at the dinner table where your steak really came from? I bet the feeling of guilt doesn't come to mind when you eat your dinner. However, I'm about to inform you of all the horrors that happen behind closed curtains about the process of eating your meat and cosmetics. Animal cruelty is a topic that many people may gloss over. Many people don't believe or don't know the fact that the animal that they're eating went through atrocities just to make it to their dinner plate. For example, take cow milk and cow meat. No. Most female cows are artificially inseminated so that they can give birth and produce the milk that you put in your cereal. Once their calf is born, it is immediately taken away from its mother, its only source of strength and comfort. At only a couple of months old, the male calves are taken away to a slaughterhouse, while the female calves face the same fate as their mother. Animal cruelty is so important because you don't know the backstory of where your meat came from or from some of your cosmetics. Some animals, for example, rabbits and mice, are put through several series of tests, which can include drowning, putting chemicals into their eyes, and feeding the animals chemicals just to test them for humans. The reason why I'm so passionate about this topic is because I love and care for animals, and the thought that some people don't care makes me sick. What difference does a cow have from your dog, and why should a pig be treated like an object while your cat is treated like a king? I plan to hopefully end some of this cruelty in my future by spreading awareness through protests and participating in marches. However, there are ways that you can help too. When looking for shampoo or makeup, look for a label on the product that states that it's cruelty-free or non-tested on animals. Some companies to look for are Dove, Urban Decay, Elf, and The Body Shop. All of these companies don't test on animals. Another way that you can help is not to support companies that abuse animals. Look for labels that say that the animals were pasture-raised, free-range, and grass-fed. Another way to help is to go vegetarian and vegan. By doing these options, not only are you helping an animal, but you are helping the planet. And now we're here with Mia and Micah. So, Mia, could you tell me some of the effects that meat has on our environment?
One effect that meat has on the environment is that a lot of, cows and cattle, how much space in the earth it takes to produce a cow and grow the cow to be prepared for meat, is that it takes about 20 to 30 feet per cow to be able to have roaming space.
Wow.
And just in general space to like live. And so that's one effect that it can have on the environment, is that there's not enough space for, anything else except for the cattle.
Okay. And why have you decided to become a pescatarian?
I decided to become a pescatarian, also pescatarian vegan, because a lot of the times, yes, fish is still kind of meat and it still can affect the earth. But if you buy certain products that are wild-caught fish and not farmed fish, because there is farm fish, then it reduces your impact significantly, other than buying, birds or beef or pork. So that's one thing. That's why I decided to be pescatarian.
Thanks for coming in today. Thanks for listening to today's episode about animal cruelty. If you want to help or learn more, visit www.peta.org. And remember, just by supporting cruelty-free companies, you're ensuring the fact that no animals were tortured, they were treated in a humane way, and you can eat guilt-free.